Shoes of our Shear. Noah Cohen is here. Discuss. And then where's Aviv? Ah, and Aviv Arusi, also, who just got engaged the other night. Losses here is also a chassan. So this week's Parshas Tzav, Shabbos HaGadol, Torah said, Tzav es Aaron ves bon of lemur, zos Torah sa'ola, hi ola, lemokton, l'tzbech, kol alayla, aboker, v'esha b'tzbech, tukad bo. And Rashi says, Tzav ein Tzav el oshen zirus. That you have to be mezaris, you have to encourage. And the simple pshat is, Amar Shimon, Yosef Tzorech, HaKosuv Lazar is Mokam Sheishbo Chisaron Kis. That when there's a Chisaron Kis, because a Korban Ola, the way the Mepharshim explains is a Chisaron Kis, because the whole Ola goes on the Mizbeach. It's not like a Shlomim where you get to eat part of it also. So the whole thing you have to burn up. So it's not so easy to just give an animal and burn it up. You know, at least a Shlomim, you're going to get to eat part of it, or something like that. So the Ola needs the extra zrizus. However, there are other interpretations. Take a look in the Medrash. The Medrash on page 3. Medrash Rabba Gufam of Shimon ben Yochai. La'olam eina ola ba. Ela al hir halev. That ola is mechaper on Hir HaLev. In other words, Hir HaLev means improper thoughts, thoughts of doing an Aveira, different thoughts. So normally, you know, a Korban is brought for a bad deed. In other words, you were Mechal Shabbos by mistake. You turned on the light, but mistake, you have to bring a Korban Chatas because you did a bad action. And Ola is Mechaper on Machshava. On Machshava. So we have to understand what's this idea that it's Mechaper on Machshava. Because we know that there's a Gemara in Kedushin on page 4 on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. That says Machshava Tova Metzarfa Lemaisa. And then further down, it says machshava ra'ah. First word line is asah. Machshava ra'ah ain't a kadosh baruch hu mitzar for the mice. In other words, a machshava tova. In other words, if you wanted to do something and for some reason you weren't able to, but you had good intent, so there's some schar for that as well. But if you had a machshava ra'ah, you had a bad machshava, you wanted to do something that was not so good, and you didn't do it. You just had the machshava. So the Gemara says that machshava ra'ah HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count like you did it. If you wanted to do something good and you weren't able to carry it out to fruition, so the machshava tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzar for lemaisa. But machshava ra'ah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzar for lemaisa. So the question is, so then what do we need the kapara? What do you need the kapara for the carbon ola for a machshava? But the Gemara says beferish that machshava ra'ah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzar for lemaisa. So what's the point of the carbon ola? So that's what's discussed in the Kasha Glover. So he says like this, that the pasuk says in Tehillim on page 5. Yevol kainav al yechra sheish lefanav tochu svivav nisaram me'od. So the Gemara says in Yevamos on page 6. Amar Rav Abba Avol Pikein svivav nisaram me'od melamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktek im svivav kuchut hasar. Means like this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges people, so he holds people on who are on a higher level, he holds them to a higher accountability. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is a big tzaddik, so therefore that's where he's holding, so he's held accountable for things that somebody who's not such a big tzaddik wouldn't be held accountable for. Kadosh Baruch Hu's medaktek b'tzaddikav kichut hasara. So the Kasha Glover in Eretz Tzvi on page 8, going over to page 9, he says, what's this idea that we need a kapara for an ola for machshava, but I thought machshavas don't count. So he says, like this, that in this world, you're not accountable for bad machshavas. But in Olam Haba, we believe, you know what you say when somebody has a yortzeit? What do you say to them? The neshama should have what? An aliyah. So what does that mean? That means that every year, the neshama goes up a notch in Shemayim. So the korban ola that's brought in this world is because in the future, I mean, his neshama maybe is going to go up now, he has a whole explanation, but the point is that in the Olam Haba, in the Olam Elyon, when the neshama goes up and up and up, we're going to be responsible for things that we weren't responsible for when we were in this world. So therefore we need already kapara on machshavas, because we're going to be held accountable for those things when a neshama goes up and further up. And that's how he has a whole explanation, that we're held responsible. And that's what the Panim Yafos writes.
We'll look on page 11. The Panim Yofetz writes, the first word on the line is Chav Zchus. Umitam ze haminag l'sanos b'yom shemeis ba'ovi v'imo. In other words, why is it a minute to fast on a yortzeit? The answer is because when a person dies, he's judged, right, for things he did in this world. But then every year, the neshama goes up a notch. So now he's on a different plateau. So now there's a different standard. So things that weren't considered a problem on the lower standard now could be considered. So therefore, since the neshama is going to be judged now, we want the judgment to be go well. So then, that's the minute to fast for a parent, because every year the neshama is going up a notch, up a notch, up a notch, and therefore we misana for that idea, and that's this Panim Yofos is in Parshas Aloscha, where it says, Kachas ha-Leviim mitoch b'nei Yisrael. So the Leviim are closer, they serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So they need more Ktara. Because the higher you are, the closer you are, the more responsibility there is. That's why it says, Kachas ha-Leviim, meaning take them and purify them. Because the Leviim are going to be going up a notch from the rest of the people, because they're going to be service in the Beis HaMikdash. So whenever a person, like for example, like a person is a Ben Torah, he learns in yeshiva, so he's going to be held accountable for things that somebody who didn't have the opportunity to have a yeshiva education, you know, there's a high standard, and that's the Ola. So the Ola is Mechaber Machshava, because in the Olam Elyon, we're going to be responsible for even the Machshavas. So we need Kapar for that as well. Even though in this world, we don't have that idea. And in the Sefer Morei Naim of Chernobyl, this Rav Murray Tversky said over this Morei Naim, when he would give a hesped for his brother. So he said over this Morei Naim. The Morei Naim says, okay, you can look, it's on 13, and it's again on page 14. You can look on page 14. He says, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav L'olam Yasek Odom B'Torah of Mitzvah Safilu Shalolishma Shemitach Shalolishma Bolishma. So what does that mean, L'olam? I mean, in other words, you should do things Shalolishma, because eventually it'll cause you to do Lishma. But why L'olam? It's always... I mean, so you have a time of your life that is Shalol Lishma, and then you get to the Madrega of Lishma. So why is it L'olam? L'olam is Mashma that it's always like this. So the Morei Naim explains, the way Rabbi Tversky said it over, is that in life, you always have to keep moving up and up and up, even in this world. So what was considered Lishma a month ago, by the new standard, is Shalol Lishma. So it's a constant process of growth. In other words, the same thing with somebody's maturity. You have a five-year-old. So in the beginning of the year, they did things that weren't so. Now they approved. But when they become a seven-year-old, everything they did when a five-year-old was immature. But whatever. So the same thing in Ruchnius and Lishma. Wherever dagi you are in this world, so it goes up a step. So therefore, it's always going to be, in other words, what you're learning this year compared to last year is going to be better. So last year's learning, even though we're learning Lishma, now it's called Shalom Lishma. Because it always goes up and up and up as you go. So that's why it's all, because it's always a process. In other words, whatever, same thing with a relationship. In other words, a person has a relationship with somebody. Hopefully the relationship grows. So whatever the relationship was, then, which was great then, but now, you think back, it was nothing compared to what it is now. So that's what it is. It's a l'olam. It's always a process, because as Rabbi Tversky was saying, the husband for his brother, the brother was a person who was always growing. So if you, and that's in life, you always have to try to grow. So whatever you learn, your level of learning, or your kavano, or whatever, your chesed, or whatever it was, last year, By this year's standards, it's Shalom Lishma. So it's L'olam. L'olam Yasak Adam B'Torah Mitzvah Shalom Lishma. Because it's an ongoing process. And that's what the Kosher Glove says in this week's parashah. The Korban Ola, it's not an Aveira, but once you get to a higher level, then that is. So you need accountability for that as well. And that's the Pasuk in Mishlei on page 15. Or Chaim Lamala Lamaskia Lamansur Mishol Mata. So it's like this. Or Chaim Lamala Lamaskia. You have to go up, so you shouldn't go down. So it's a funny type of thing. I understand. I have to go up, so I shouldn't go down, but why can't I just be in one place? So the Vilna Gaon makes his famous comment on page 17. Ha'adam Nikra Holich. That a human being is called Holich. Because we're always moving. That's what the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal and Karabiyad and Ragolf used to say. That in Ruchnius, you don't stay still. If you're not going up, you're going down. So that's what I mean. Or Chai Lamala Lamaskil, says the Vilna Gaon. You have to go Lamala. Because if you don't go Lamala, by automatically you're going to be going Lamata. Because there's no such thing as being stagnant. And that's the Rosh Hashiva always used to quote the pasuk in Yisro on page 18 and 19. Lo sale b'malos al mizbechi. He said, when the mizbeach, it didn't have steps. It was a ramp. Because in a ramp, it's hard to stay in one place in a ramp. When a ramp, you always have to carry it, because if not, you're going to be pulled down. When you have steps, you can stay on the third step for 10 minutes. But a ramp, it's much harder to stay in one place for the same time because it's on an incline. So you either have to put in the effort to keep going up, or you're going to be pulled down. And that's what. So the ramp up to the mizbeach was always a ramp; it wasn't steps. So Chazal say because of the aspects of tzlius, things like that. But Rosh Hashiva Zatzal always used to say, and this idea of the Vilna Gaon. That Or Chaim Lamala Lamaskil. And that's what I quoted here on page 20. I quote for the Rosh Hashiva and the Sefer. He always used to quote the Gemara in Makkos on Talmud on page 20 here. Talmud Shagola Megalin Rabo Imo. In other words, if a Talmud had to go to an Ir Miklat, so the Rebbe comes with him. Because the Pasuk says, V'chai, you have to live. And that means you need your Rebbe. So the Rosh Hashiva always would ask, I understand, in the Ir Miklat they didn't have Rebbeim? They had Rebbeim there. Why didn't he need his Rebbe to go? The answer is, because he's used to learning by his Rebbe. So if he's not going to be by his Rebbe, it's not going to be the same level. And therefore, it's not going to be V'chai. Because the difference between Chaim and Moves is in the quality of his learning. So because you always need that Aliyah Baruchnis, you can read it here. And then he quotes the Or Chaim Lamala Ulamala Maskil. And that, Rabosai, is what Sefiras HaOmer is all about. Because Sefiras HaOmer is this constant count. You know, the Gemara says, it says, Fartim Lachemi Machras HaShabbos. Right? So what is Machras HaShabbos? So the Tzidukim said it always has to be Sunday. That you always start Sefirah on Sunday because Shavuos always has to be on a Sunday. That's what the Tzidukim said. And we say Machras HaShabbos. Shabbos doesn't mean literally Shabbos. Shabbos means what? Pesach. So why is it called Shabbos? Why did the Torah say something so misleading? That Sefirah you start from the day after Shabbos. And Shabbos there means first day of Pesach. So why call it Shabbos? And we have this misleading Shabbat that the Tzidukim could say that it really means Machras HaShabbos means you always start Sefirah on Sunday. So the Bnei Yisachar, take a look on page 26, says the idea that, I'll say it outside, he says because Pesach was the Bechin of Shabbos. You know, there was a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif, we create Yontif. Klal Yisrael, Mekad Yisrael Vazman. Bezdin is Mekad. Shabbos comes whether you like it or not. It comes by itself. We don't have any input in the coming of Shabbos, but the human being, the Bezdin, has an input of when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, and therefore you decide when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. That's going to decide when the Yontif is. But why? Pesach is a different Yontif than all, because Pesach we really didn't deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. We were on the lowest levels. Hashem took us out as a chesed because if we would stay too long, it would have been too far gone. So he had. So that's the bechina of Shabbos. That's not us. It's him. That's why Pesach is called Shabbos. But what's Sfira? Sfira is what? We're earning it now. We're earning it. Now we have to go from step to step to step to step and earn what we got. That's what the Oy Yisrael, I saw in one of the pamphlets, I think the 190th Yortzeit of the Oy Yisrael. I saw that one of these. So the Oy Yisrael says, there's a word I always like to say over. It's from the Yotzer. I was in the Lower East Side of Be'er Shabbos, so they still say, one of the few communities left that still says Yotzros for the Dal Parshas. You know, most of the new shuls long forgotten. You know, who wants to say Yotzros? The Yotzros of the Dal Parshas. So, in the Yotzer, from Musafa, most basic messages is long forgotten, the Yotzros. But the shuls that have like old Masoris still say Yotzros. And Yotzros for the Dal Parshas. So they add things to the Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazaros Hashatz, by Shachris Musaf. So by Musaf of Shabbos HaChodesh, it says that the month of Nisan is a month Sheyeshuos Makifos, which literally means we're surrounded with miracles. Because we had all the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Samakas, of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mukaf Yeshuos Makifos. But the Oy Yisrael, the Abderav, says a different shot. He said, what does it mean in Mishnayos and Shvius and other places when you buy something b'hakafa? You know what it means to buy something b'hakafa? Hakafa means you buy it on credit. You don't pay, you buy it on credit. That's what it means buying b'hakafa. So the Oy Yisrael says, all the Yeshuas we got on Pesach, we didn't deserve because we were on Mentes Shari Tumah. So we all got it on credit. And after Pesach, we have to start paying back. And that's what Sfira is all about. That each day we're reaching a different Madrega till Shavuos, we're paying back the credit. That's what it means, Yeshua's Makifos. We're paying back the credit. And that's what Sfira is all about. Each day, progressing, and that's what life has to be all about. That each day, each year, we should try to do more. We're learning, try to learn more, try to understand better, try to be a better person. You know, do chesed, do a little bit more chesed. That doesn't mean you have to do tremendous amounts greater, a little bit more. So it shouldn't just be a replica. That last year and this year shouldn't be the same. Last Pesach and this Pesach shouldn't be the same. Do we have to prepare some with the great Torah? It should all be, yeah, it's hachshus. Because that's what life is all about. It's aliyah. And then we reach a new madrega, and then we have a new responsibility to live up to the new madrega we're on. And Achameh Vestrim, a person's on high madrega, and he's going to be responsible for things that he wasn't responsible till now. And that's Yeshua's, and that's the Pesach. And that's why he says also the Bnei Yisachar, why do we call, on page 25 you can take a look, why do we call the Shabbos Shabbos HaGadol? There are million reasons, but he says a beautiful reason. You know why? Because there's another Shabbos coming up this week called Pesach. Now this year it falls out on Shabbos, usually it's in the middle of the week. That's also called Shabbos, Malchus HaShabbos. But that's Yontif, it's a lower level of Kedusha. So to say that this is the Shabbos HaGadol, as opposed to the other Shabbos that we're going to have during the week, which is Pesach. But why is it called Shabbos? Because we weren't on any Madrega. So now Yeshua's Makifas. That's why you should know the Ramami Panu says, you know, the Hasidish Minhag. There's a Hasidish Minhag. I would assume none of us have this Minhag. But some people, the Hasidish Minhag, you know what the Hasidish Minhag is? And some Haggadahs have it. I don't know, I don't have this Minhag. I'm sure most of you probably don't have it either. No. The first night Sphira, in some circles, you only count it after the Seder. We count it in the Shul, right? We count it in the Shul. But in some Haggadahs, after the Haggadah, whatever, they said, put Hayom Yom Echad La'Omer. So what's the idea? So Ramami Panu explains, because the whole idea of Sphira is to start to pay back what we got on credit. So first we have to tell the whole story of all the things we got on credit. In other words, you can't start speaking about Sphira. You don't pay back the credit before you got the merchandise on credit. So first we tell the whole story of the Yetzias Mitzrayim that was all on credit, and now we start paying back the credit. So it's only afterwards. But counting for Sphira before would be counterintuitive, because you're like paying back before you even bought it on the credit. So that's the idea. But that's the Torah Sa'ola, and that's the idea that a person in life always has to, you know, also with relationships, with relationship with your wife, it can't be everything stagnates. You have to do things for her you didn't do before, what you did last week, you should do something different, something more, something, you know, more sensitivity, more things to help things progress. And that's what life is about. Life is not about staying in one place. Life doesn't mean you have to, some people are always moving from here to there. It doesn't mean that. It means in our avoda, in our chesed, in our learning, in our kindness, we have to have aliyah l'ruchnias, and that's zos toras ha'olah. That we keep going up and up, and it's an obligation and a responsibility. Because the more madrega you have, the more Hashem expects from you. But that's what life is about. It's no point just reliving again what we did last year. This Pesach, you should learn new Divrei Torah, and new ideas, and new hischatches. And you see, I always tell Talmidim, next time you learn the same Masechta, you're going to see, you're going to understand it even in a greater way. And that's Zos Torah Sa'ola, Malas Aliyah, Beruchnias, Vachriyus.